Good morning. Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, April the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We will begin this morning, as always, before the Lord in consecration, offering ourselves up. It's a new day. We want to win the day, we need to win the morning. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Dealing with the Biggest If in Life. Our text is 1 John chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Self-deception makes us immune to the truth. That was the lesson from yesterday. Here we will learn that self-awareness opens the way for truth to set us free. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. John is giving us a major insight into both the broken nature of people and the merciful nature of God. The nature and character of God is beautifully and perfectly seen in Jesus Christ. He is, quote, faithful and just, and forgiving in a way that actually changes us. We can't purify ourselves from all unrighteousness, but Jesus can. While we can't purify ourselves, we do have the power in our will to prevent unrighteousness from happening. Not in the sense of becoming sinless, but in becoming less sinful. Perhaps the most critical word is the first word in today's text, if. If we confess our sins, everything hinges on this massive if. Of course, we learn in verse 8 that the reason we fail to confess our sins is because we have lost awareness of them. They are who we have become. Over the course of long periods of time, we ever so slowly walk away from God. The gospel of Jesus Christ says that even if we are a million miles away, one simple act can restore us to the immediate blessing of fellowship with God if we confess our sins. It's a catch-22, though. How can we confess our sins if we have no sense of them? How can we confess our sins if our hearts have become hardened to them? Here's my take. confession doesn't begin with naming our sins. It begins with claiming the truth that we are sinners. Remember, we aren't sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. That word sinner is loaded with all kinds of shame-filled baggage. But to identify myself as a sinner is not to heap shame on myself. It's the only way to become free of shame. To identify myself as a sinner is the first step on the journey to becoming aware of my sins. Finally, to identify myself as a sinner is the only way to be not only cleansed from sin, but progressively set free from it. Because of the finished work of Jesus Christ through his death, resurrection, and ascension, sin has lost its power. Be clear, though, sin will not go away quietly. It's no match for the power of the grace of God in Jesus Christ, but we have a clear role to play in the process. It comes down to one big if. The prayer. Lord Jesus, help me understand that I am not a sinner because I sin, but that I sin because I am a sinner. Humble me with the self-awareness of the brokenness of my identity, that I might learn to humble myself and so rise up into the wholeness of who you say I am and are making me to become. In your name, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts, what difference do you think it makes, this notion of sinning because we are sinners rather than the other way around? And why do you think this matters so much? We're going to sing one of the great hymns in a minute called Before the Throne of God Above. It's number 275 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, Before the Throne of God Above, 275. We'll sing that. But a couple more thoughts here. If, the big if. You know, oftentimes I've thought in the past that confession, it just means this sort of introspective, self-critical, like let's just get down to all of our problems and failures and flaws, and let's just track it all out again and rehearse it before God. And it just is something that I dreaded doing, and every now and then I do it, but I was doing it just because I felt like I had to do it, needed to do it. But I've learned since that's not really what confession is. Confession is not self-shaming. It's not self-abnegation. Because remember, the Christian life is not self-improvement. This is not about, you know, trying harder to do more to be better. This is not about trying to go from, you know, bad to good or from good to great. No, the Christian life is the movement from darkness to light, from death to life, and from chaos to new creation. And it is a movement that is initiated and sourced and sustained and brought to completion, not by you, not by me, but by God. Our work is to believe and respond. It's to stay in the zone with him. It's to keep waking up, rising up, letting him, you know, he's the one that wakes us up. Then we move into consecration. He's the one that says, rise from the dead. And we rise out of the grave. And he's the one that says, I'm shining on you. And we let that shine come through us. He is the initiator. We are the responders. So, confession, what it means, quite simply, is to agree. To confess is to agree with God about what is true. I confess Jesus Christ is Lord. I agree with God about what is true. I confess I am a sinner. I agree with God about what is true. It doesn't require emotion. It doesn't require profound self-reflection. No, it just requires simple, humble honesty. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And so it starts there, and then we allow the Holy Spirit. We say, search me, Lord, and know me. Test me, know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. That's Psalm 139. You see, we don't even have to search ourselves. He will do that. But if we'll just stay before him, we'll open up. Show up, open up. He'll do it. And let's just become attuned and attentive and honest. Like, yes, I agree with you, Lord. That anger today, that crossed the line from just being sort of acceptable human emotion to actually becoming a sin against, you know, that person. That was a sin. I just want to agree with you. That was a sin. That's confession. This is something that we want to become almost like the native habit of our heart and our mind. We want to keep very short accounts. And here's what happens. When we confess our sins, it says he is just and faithful and will forgive us our sins, okay? It's like he strikes a line through it. And then it says it gets even better. I was working with my kids, and I teach the students, the middle school and high school students, Sunday school class on Sunday here at our little church in Gillette. And I just was walking them through this text, and we just started listing out sins on the board that come as symptoms from the sickness of capital S sin. And that's what shows us we have a problem. It confirms that we have a problem, our sins. And I thought, you know, when he forgives us, I just marked a line through each one. Just strike it through, stricken out, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. And then I said, guys, but guess what? It gets even better. He will purify us from all unrighteousness. And I took the dry erase marker and I just started erasing the marked through sins. He's cleansing us of them. It's like they didn't happen. They're gone. So it just comes back to our willingness to humble ourselves and just start keeping it honest, keeping short accounts. Yeah, that was a sin. I confess it, which is not just admitting it, right? A lot of times we'll go to another person and we'll just say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. We just kind of admit it, but we're not really confessing it. We're just doing the bare minimum to try to just sort of save face oftentimes. Anyway, you see what I'm saying. This is so critical. And it's not coming down on yourself. It's just being honest. This is the pathway to freedom. And like I said in the entry today, you know, Jesus died to sin. But sin will not go away easily. It will not go away quietly. Sin has lost its power. It will not go away quietly. That's why we've got to speak it out to him. That he will forgive it. He will cleanse it. He will bring us into freedom and then into fullness. And then that thing that seemed to have us for so long, it will be like it was never there. It's gone. You know this in your own life through things you've struggled with, and you finally came honest, and God did the miracle. He transformed you. All right, you ready to sing? before the throne of God above, 275. This is the hammer song, I think, on sin. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. Okay, I'm going to go lower on the second verse. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. Wow. Amen. I mean, what a hammer of a hymn. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. He looks down at his hands and he sees your name and he sees my name because we have given ourselves to him. He has saved us. He will keep us, and he is continuing to save us. He is now delivering us from our sins, not just from their penalty, but from their power. He is setting us into freedom, moving toward fullness. And that is a life of power, guys. That's what we're made for. We're living way below our level. The way is simple. The way is honesty and humility. It's confession. Would you just linger a minute more today and just give yourself to a little bit of that good work? All right, and then get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. Now, a quick little PS for you today. Some of you are looking for a journal. We didn't put out a journal with this particular season, this series, but you know what we got? We got something even better. We've got the book, 1 John. This is already published by HarperCollins Christian, guys. This is beyond Seedbed. Seedbed's a partner in it. But HarperCollins has picked this up because they want this material to go to the far ends of the earth. And so I'd love for you to get a copy of it and let it become your journal. Underline, highlight, interlineate your own words. Just, there's some white space in there. And this will be a keepsake for you to have ongoing, looking forward. And then, you know, I say in the PS today, I put the links, you can get a book. You know, I'm never selling, I'm always sowing. If you want to really help this thing get out wider, go leave a review, a good one, on Amazon.com, where the the book is also sold. We'd love you. You can buy it from there if you want. You can buy it from Seedbed. We'll get it to you ASAP. But anyway, just wanted to throw that in there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.